Eclipses and the False Ego. The following is an extract from the seminar of the Healing Masters Nirula entitled Eclipses and Influences, July 2009. Part 2.
For the false ego, any specific affirmation that we can...
Forget affirmations, you spend time understanding what it is. This affirmation question is also from the false ego. It's from their mind, which doesn't want to give itself up, basically. You understand the principle. You need to understand there are no affirmations once you understand. Because the understanding itself is the healing. Once you understand it and you are actually acknowledging that understanding, part of understanding means that it becomes a part of you, you know it, then the false ego vanishes at that point in time. To the extent that you are understanding. You understand the principle. Don't develop a mechanical method only. You have enough methods. You know what to do with the methods. So we are not going to discuss methods, we are going to discuss understanding. So when method is intruding, when understanding is being explained, that means that there is resistance. So false ego will resist by asking question after question. You have to just do what is needed to bypass the false ego. If you are depending only on method without changing your orientation, it's not working. Then it's theory. You must do it. And the only thing that is required to do it is to see the reality as it is. Be open to seeing and acknowledging. Be open to seeing and acknowledging. Not by word of mouth, by words, but by your activity, by your actions. And finally, the last trap of Maya is this, that I know it, I am enlightened. That is the final subtle trap of Maya, of the false ego. Hear what I am saying. Don't misinterpret and add your own conclusions to what I am saying. When you have reached the stage where you are saying, I am enlightened, I know this, that is also the possible. So only when there is silence, truly, false ego is absent. So there must be internal silence. You cannot legislate silence. Either it is there or it isn't there. You can't say, I will now be silent. You can prepare the conditions to be silent. You can prepare the grounds so that silence happens. The mind quietens. The false ego is silent. You can create a condition. So you must create that condition. If you understand the principles of healing, then you will know how to create that condition. Do those conditions will appear when you are in a state of consciousness where the false ego is not having any threat perceptions. The false ego is not threatened because you are now connecting at a higher level of understanding. You are no more at the consciousness level that you must defend your false ego. That is key. If you are trying to defend your false ego and your understanding of the universe as you have it up to this point in time, or you are trying to assess and analyze what is being conveyed and communicated to match with what you are doing and then evaluating, that is all false ego. So when you no more have a desire to defend the false ego, it will disappear. Defending is a sign of the false ego. All defending. Even defending the body, because the body is false ultimately. But we need the body to progress further. But ultimately, all defense, all resistance is a strengthening of your false ego, or a defense of the false ego, or a maintenance of the false ego. So when you are very fluid, your consciousness is fluid, without you being disturbed, it is like a boat sitting in a lake. And there is a ripple of water. The boat only moves up and down. It doesn't get dislodged from its positioning. But if there is a big wave, yes, it can get dislodged. So that up and down movement is there, but if you are anchored firmly in your consciousness of understanding that you are a spiritual element, a spiritual being connected to the healing energies, then ripples may come and go, waves may also come and go, but your consciousness is established in the constant, eternal, spiritual. So then there is nothing much to say or do. You just act, you do. So you must try and touch this level of consciousness. You must practice it. You must practice this in a solitary place where your senses are not very disturbed or agitated. You need a little personal time, private time. In the middle of a lot of noise and hubbub, there is a certain awareness of that environment that is required. So your consciousness may be divided. But there is always a part of you which is elsewhere. And if you connect with that, then you will see the same thing in a different light. Any questions so far?